you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood at their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." He had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with him when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, before I begin my homily, I just want us to take a few moments to talk about Pope Francis. You know, I found out early Monday morning that he had died, just like all of you, I'm sure. So it's been quite a week in the church, is it not? I think what we need to do right now is to give our Holy Father the last gift that we can give him is a prayer for him. So let's just take a few moments of silence to pray for Pope Francis. He may have the reward of eternal life in heaven. And just thank God for the gift of who he was for all of us. Amen. Everybody's texting me like I have a vote in the conclave or something, right? Like, I know as much as you all do. So we just have to pray. And guess what? Jesus founded our church, so it's all about the Lord anyway, is it not? We spend too much time. You know, the media is making me laugh right now. Is it going to be a liberal? Is it going to be a conservative? How about we pray for a holy man? That's what we need. We're all on the same team, my friends, so let's just continue to pray. That's the best thing we could do right now. Let's just pray to the Holy Spirit that God will point the person, whoever it is, to lead us. So we thank you, Pope Francis. We're going to keep his picture out here for a while, okay? So after Mass, you're welcome to come up and to pay your respects. On Friday morning, my niece and nephew, who are ninth graders in high school, they left about 2 a.m., they go to school down in San Marcos in San Diego County. And they left on a bus with 35 teenagers to go to a pilgrimage to France. And I laugh because during my Easter break, we cleaned the house for 5 days, all right? But they got to go to France, so very, very excited for them. You know, my sister's never even been to Europe, but her kids are there right now. And they're on a pilgrimage, so they're very, very excited. And of course, as their uncle, I was so excited for them. They're going to Paris and Lisieux, and they're going to end in Lourdes. And Lourdes is my favorite spot on earth. Absolutely love it. But something happened to me that I had never experienced before. You know, God has blessed me. I've been able to travel and to go. But the fact that my niece and nephew were on a flight halfway across the world without a family member, I got a little bit nervous, right? And it's funny because I don't have kids of my own, but this is the closest thing to kids that I'll ever have. So in the family group chat, my sister, their mom, kept updating us almost every 10 minutes. The plane is now over this state, right? They're now over the ocean. And it was funny because even though you pray they're going to get there okay, but I couldn't really fall asleep until I knew they landed in France. And you parents live that every day, do you not? You know, I'm 45 years old. I still text my mom and dad, got home okay. Because there's something about it. When we love people, we worry, do we not? Because we want everything to work out. And we want everything to turn out okay. And that's exactly what Thomas was experiencing in the gospel today. He loved Jesus so much. He was so heartbroken. So heartbroken. And he wanted it to turn out okay, that he needed evidence. He needed to know for sure that it was the Lord. And how often are we like that in our old lives? We need the proof that it is going to be okay. So at the second Sunday of Easter, Jesus is telling us on this Divine Mercy Sunday, peace be with you. Now, he repeated that in the gospel today, did he not? He said, peace be with you several times. He did not say, I am here to give you stress. I'm here to give you worry. I'm here to make you anxious. I'm here to keep you up all night so that your mind is spinning. He said, peace be with you. And one of the best ways, my friends, that we could be at peace is to know and believe in the mercy of Jesus. How appropriate it was that our Holy Father died on Easter Monday, was it not? Is one of the things that I think Pope Francis is always going to be known for was he preached time and time again to be merciful towards each other. He had a special love for those, the outcasts, those on the boundaries. So at this Divine Mercy Sunday, Jesus is first of all telling us how much he loves you. And I want you to listen to that again. Jesus loves you so much. His mercy for you is always there. It never wavers. And his love for you is never going to go anywhere. I was joking on Easter. I was in the hall at 9:30, but I was telling them, I've never heard so many confessions in my life this past Lent. It was absolutely beautiful to see people coming to receive the mercy of Jesus. So let me remind you of this Divine Mercy Sunday that there's nothing in the world that you've done that our Lord won't forgive if you're sorry. He loves you so much. He sees the good in you. So if there's something in your life that you're struggling to love or to forgive, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, may you let that go and allow the mercy of Jesus to surround you. On the second Sunday of Easter, we're also called to bring the mercy of Jesus to one another. Now, that's hard to do, is it not? Because let's be honest, people, they get on our nerves. Don't act like you're so holy in here, right? They get on our nerves. They bug us. They push our buttons. So who is our Lord asking you to be more merciful towards? Who have you held a grudge against? Who is it when you hear their name? Your blood starts boiling. The mercy of Jesus is for everybody, not just those that we like or love. We're called to love everybody and to bring his mercy to one another. Sometimes the people in our lives that need our mercy the most are those that we live with. You know that? My parents will be married 50 years this November. And I joke that I tell my mom, I said, when you go to confession, do you ever confess your sins or is it just dad's, right? And vice versa. They know I'm joking because, you know, they know each other better than they know themselves now. So be merciful to those around you. And finally, one of the beautiful things about Divine Mercy Sunday is we hear this, Jesus, I trust in you. Repeat that together. Jesus, I trust in you. So it's easy to say, but to live that out is even harder. We know that Christ is won. We know the victory has been won for us. We know the outcome, which is God willing, we're going to be with him forever in heaven. But to trust him all the time is hard because we are controlling. We don't like the unknown. We want to know the details. But today our Lord is telling us, if you trusted me, all's going to be okay. And if you trusted me, you are going to get to heaven, God willing. So I didn't get much sleep Friday night, and it wasn't because of the Pope's funeral. It was because I had to make sure my niece and nephew landed okay in France, right? At the end of the day, the Lord is in charge. Amen? So where in your life do you need to trust more in Jesus? Where are you struggling with control? Where are you struggling with not being merciful? And let's bring that to prayer now on this Divine Mercy Sunday. May you know how loved you are by Jesus and bring his mercy to one another. So where do you need to trust more in Jesus? And who do you need to be more merciful towards? Let's pray on that right now.